100.7 The Tiger. I could die a happy man. Thomas Rhett right here on your hometown country station. It's 100.7 The Tiger. Well, obviously, with this situation in Las Vegas, everyone wanting to know, when do we return to normal? When do we get to go to concerts like that? Are we going to be, feared for our life when we just go to a concert? Well, I'm proud to say, you know, the thing about what makes America strong, we don't let idiots like that take our lives and stop our lives. We keep going. We keep living. We don't let them, we're not in fear of what their idiotic thing they did. And we're not doing that for Flambeau Fest 2017. We'll be on this week. We had phone calls this morning asking us if Flambeau Fest would still be on. I've got the man right now who signs the paychecks, Mark Miller, with us on the line right now. And Mark, first of all, good afternoon, my friend.
Good afternoon to you, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it. This is a big day on many levels, and I'm honored to be here with y'all.
No problem. Thank you for being with us. Now, Flambeau Fest, obviously, everyone was excited. You did a superb job of building a great, great lineup. And I tell you what, my man, I told you last week when you were here, I told you congratulations on a superb lineup. Now, let's talk about what's on everybody's mind about safety. And we just mentioned what Sheriff Jeff Wiley from Ascension Parish had put about, that there would be definitely security all over Flambeau Fest, not only with the Ascension Parish Sheriff's Department, but parish government and also Flambeau Fest officials and their security. And I know you want to relay to the people out there that it will be heightened security this weekend at Flambeau Fest over at Lamar Dixon.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. I spent the first probably 6 or 7 hours this morning in very focused meetings with not only sheriff, but city officials, state officials, private security. The good news is we had a phenomenal plan as of yesterday. The better news is after we all reassessed the what happened in Vegas, which is horrifying, we upgraded, we augmented, and we put more in line. That's in security bag checks, wanding, security personnel, police forces, traffic control, air support, everything we need. Because to be honest, this is a family event. This is an amazing place to be in Southern Louisiana. You know this, Chris. I told you, I'm a seventh generation Cameron Parish, and I've been here in Southern Louisiana my whole life. And this is the festival world, and this is everything to us. So our main objective is to make sure everybody is absolutely safe, doesn't have to think about the world outside of that festival ground, because it's all going to be fantastic, and we are providing every support. The competency in Southern Louisiana for this type of backup was astounding this morning to me. I left those meetings just with so much honor and respect for the people we have who have our back and have everyone's back. So thank you for letting us present that. And we are on, my friend. We are totally on.
That's awesome. And you know, the thing about it is when you look at that, it was out of everybody's control in Las Vegas. Nobody could control this. He did it from a 30-story-plus building, 32nd building, 32nd story, I should say. And with this, you can't get weapons past security. And you guys are saying there's going to be weapons at every security entry there. How many entries are you looking at to get into Flambeau Fest?
Well, we have, you know, there's several. There's parking, then there's the ticket gate, the ticket windows, and then there's the actual main entrance. There is one main avenue entrance into the festival, similar to what we do at Balloon Fest. It's a little augmented, locked down a little bit more with security. But we also have the ability to expand that, to change that on a moment's notice. So I'm feeling very good about the traffic flow. It's highly regulated. It's highly watched over. And I think getting from I-10, now we have two exits. Exit 179 coming down Ashland to Edenborn. That's open as of today. We did the ribbon cutting. So we are doing everything we can to contraflow all that traffic in and contraflow all that traffic out. While you're on the fest grounds, hopefully you won't have to feel it, but there will be a security presence there that we can be very proud of.
And the only way to show, again, these idiots that we're not going to let them take our country is to go out to this concert, be normal, live our everyday life that we've done, freedom in this country. And we'll see you at Flambeau Fest, no question about that. And I'm assuming you can walk up to the gates and purchase tickets right there. There'll be a ticket booth there at Flambeau Fest?
Yes, sir, you sure can. Now, I am requesting, and we are suggesting that everyone buy tickets. It's easier online to buy them before, and you can also go to Lamar Dixon. We'll have open booths Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Having tickets before is easier, but you can absolutely buy them there. One thing I will tell you, Chris, because I was talking with our artists this morning, and my question was, hey, guys, first of all, Sam Hunt was in Las Vegas Saturday night, and then it happened Sunday. I was like, guys, how are we doing? How are we feeling? Are we still on track? And I got chills when I heard the response, which was, this is country music. This is America. This is what we do. We stand up and we walk forward. And I got to be honest with you, I was on the verge of just tears hearing the complete support. And everyone is so dedicated now, 1 week out, 1 week from that night, going forward for this weekend to make a big splash and a big show and support that this is the way we walk back. This is what we do.
That you got me. You got the hair standing up on my neck and my arms, man. That's pretty awesome.
Well, Mark, it was a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much. Again, Flambeau Fest is on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets at FlambeauFest.com. You can also go to Lamar Dixon's website and get tickets there as well. Keep listening. 100.7 The Tiger. We'll keep you informed all week long on things you need to know. And, Mark, you've got my number. Call me anytime, my friend, to tell me whatever you need to tell me, my brother.
Right back at you. I'm awake a lot. Call me anytime.
Mark Miller, Flambeau Fest organizer with us right here. The show is on, and of course it is. Not only we're country music, but we're South Louisiana. We will not let this stop our everyday life. Thank you so much for being on the program, Mark, and we'll talk to you again this week, my friend.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you missed that conversation, you can hear it right there on our website. I'm going to put it on my blog right here at 1007thetiger.com. All right, one more time, we check in traffic, and we've got Mr.